This is pretty straightforward. Free beer. That's me. Hot Wings there.
Good morning.
Steve here. Kelly is an empty chair covered by a quilt at the moment. And Maitland is here. Tommy in the screener booth. We're going to give you a category. For example, we might say names of cakes that you can buy or flavors of cakes that you can buy in the cake aisle at the store. How many can you name in 30 seconds? Wrong answers do not count against you. Okay. Tommy, you understand those rules? No, he's on the phone. He does not want to talk to me. He gave me that face, that don't talk to me face. Maitland, all of the people that have phone screened after you, they're much more rude about telling me not to interrupt them. Whereas you and all of your predecessors would always try to respond to me even if you couldn't hear what I was saying. I appreciate the old ways, the old school methodologies that you used.
Well, I'll smack it into Tommy.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Before Tommy, Rachel would basically look at me and say, shut up, I'm on the phone.
I hate you.
I'm doing something.
Yeah. Tommy, right in those shoes. So we'll see. Ooh. All right. Let's start on the first round as we get someone to play. Hot Wings.
Yes.
How many teams that have won more than one Super Bowl can you name in 30 seconds?
Five.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Steve.
I'll do six.
Hot Wings.
Oh boy. Guys are getting tougher after six.
I'll give you a hint. They're 16.
Really? Oh, I'll do seven then.
Okay. Steve.
I'll do eight.
Hot Wings.
I think I can do nine.
Okay, let's bring David.
David. Yeah, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good. You're coming in late, but currently the top bid on teams that have won more than one Super Bowl is nine. Can you name more than nine in 30 seconds?
I can try.
Well, you'd have to give a number. Do you want to do 10 or 11 or 15? What do you want to do?
We can do 10.
Okay. Steve, higher than 10.
I'm out.
Hot Wings.
Yeah, I'm going to drop out at that point.
All right, David. Oh, Kelly, do you want a bid? You just came back. Teams that have won more than one Super Bowl, the current bid is 10.
Of course you do. You can do 11.
No, I can't do 11.
There's 15. 16.
No, I'm out.
Okay, David. Teams that have won more than one Super Bowl. 30 seconds. If you get one wrong, keep going. We're counting the correct answers. On your mark, get set, begin.
Baltimore Ravens.
One.
Miami Dolphins.
Two.
Denver Broncos.
Three.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Four.
San Francisco 49ers?
Yes.
Man, if there's a team called you'd have gotten it.
Oh, you got five?
Every year. He got five.
But all five that he named.
They were correct.
Yeah. I would have just started naming teams.
Denver, Dallas, the Giants, the Washington Commanders, the Buccaneers, Seahawks, Patriots, of course. You mentioned the Chiefs and the Dolphins. The Ravens, you mentioned. Yeah. The Chicago Bears are listed on this list. They did not win more than one Super Bowl.
The Packers.
Packers. Niners, Steelers, Raiders, and they have the Eagles listed. I think they only have one.
Might be
some problems on this list.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. All right, David. Well, you didn't get those points. Maybe somebody else will. Maitland, how many things can you name in 30 seconds that Steve's two-wheel drive Jeep Comanche would get stuck in?
Ooh, four.
Steve, how many could you name?
Five.
David?
Six.
Kelly?
Seven.
Hot Wings?
Things that Steve's Jeep would get stuck in?
Yeah.
Eight.
Tommy, can you name more than eight?
Yeah, I could do nine.
Okay, Maitland?
I'm out.
Okay, Steve?
I could do 10.
David, can you do more than 10?
No, I'm out. Okay.
Kelly, more than 10?
11.
Oh, confident. Hot Wings?
12.
Yeah. Tommy?
I'm out.
Okay. Steve, back to you. Higher than 12.
13.
Kelly?
I'm out.
Hot Wings?
A 14.
Steve?
Hot wings, take it.
Okay, 14 things. Steve's two-wheel drive, okay. Winter beater, just-in-case okay. car that got stuck in his backyard. Okay.
It's not
yesterday.
A winter beater.
Okay. It's not
stays,
up to par for
stays
that.
Off the, yeah, it's a summer beater.
A less-than-winter beater car. How many things would it get stuck in? What things?
Okay.
You need to name 14. On your mark, okay. Get set, go.
Snow, yo, mud, yo. Yes. Rain, yes. Toast, bagels, paper, pudding, bagels. Oh, did I say that?
Yeah. You did.
Oh,
that's the first wrong one you've said.
Other vehicles.
Yeah.
Clouds.
9.
Spit.
10.
Sadness.
11.
I know, it seems weird, but it's
for
true.
For sure, though.
Pile of bricks.
12.
Oh, flat surfaces. A countertop.
Photograph of bricks.
Dog poop.
Yeah, cat poop, dog poop.
Gravity.
Bird anger.
Bird anger.
Sorry, I can't drive the truck. Birds are angry today, boys.
You know, can't get through that.
Maitland.
Yeah.
How many types of birds that are menacing can you name in 30 seconds?
Oh, wow, menacing birds.
5.
David, can you name more than 5 menacing birds?
I got 6 in me.
Steve?
Yeah, 7.
Kelly?
I'm going to say 8.
Hobbing?
9.
Tommy?
I'm out.
Don't have a big bird knowledge?
I had 9 exactly. And
okay.
I'm out.
Oh, okay.
That's all the birds he knows.
He's got everything inventoried. Maitland?
10.
David.
No, I'm out.
Okay. Steve.
Yeah, no, I'm out. Everyone knows the answer is 9.
Kelly.
I lied the first time. I didn't even know 8, so I'm going to let Maitland take it.
Howings.
Oh, yeah, I don't know any more birds.
Maitland, 8 menacing uh-huh. birds.
9. She had 10.
Did she have 10?
Yeah.
I sure did.
Yeah, because
10 yeah. menacing yep. birds.
All right.
Okay, I have the list of the 12 most menacing birds in the
wow.
world.
Wow.
From Menacing Bird Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now a bird quarterly menace. Publication.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
From the makers of Feather Fancy, on your mark,
okay.
Get set, begin.
Vultures.
1.
Hawks.
2.
Ravens.
3.
Crows.
4.
Bald eagles.
No.
Eagles.
No.
Are you kidding me? They're so they're scary.
They're listed on the Majestic list.
Big Bird.
Yup. Yup.
5.
Cardinals. Yeah,
they're very sweet.
They're kind of menacing.
Okay.
Yeah, they can be.
Pigeons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Seagulls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're menacing mm-hmm. to French fries.
Anything that rhymes with eagle is fine, so that's not on there.
Seagulls, right?
the eagles
Blue
of the
Jay.
Sea.
Blue Jays are menacing.
Seagulls.
Yeah.
How many did you get?
I lost count, but I think it was 10.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, yeah, I think,
give
yeah,
yourself.
I think you got 11.
Good job.
Thank you.
10 points. David.
Yeah.
How many failed video game titles for the Atari 2600 can you name in 30 seconds?
5.
Steve?
6.
Kelly?
7.
Hobbins. 8. Tommy?
9.
Maitland?
I'm out.
David?
No, I'm out.
Okay. Steve?
10.
Kelly?
11.
Hobbins?
I'm out.
Steve?
Is out. Were you out?
Nope.
No,
he won't.
Oh.
You could go to 12.
12.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Oh, Kelly's like, this is
sucker.
Great. Steve, 12 failed. So failed, we probably haven't heard of them before.
Right, yeah, of course.
Video game titles from the Atari 2600. On your mark, get set, begin.
Lamp maker.
1.
Watch out for the squid.
2.
Those cars are everywhere.
3.
Football and basketball combined.
4.
That
one's the most legit so
yeah.
far.
Yeah, the number one race car game.
5.
The number two race car game.
Oh, the Japanese oh. import.
Yeah, that one's about poop.
The fastest coyote ever.
7.
Dingoes, what are they doing here?
8.
Tic-tac-toe.
9. Oh, you got 9.
So close.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you forgot about the little boys running in Catholic church.
Yeah.
Damn.
Finger blasters.
Yeah.
Finger blasters.
Shin yeah. splinters.
Licking grandma.
Weirdly, that was a puzzle game. Strange.
I still think coyotes, what are they doing here? Didn't get its due.
No, it didn't. It totally didn't. That's some great graphics.
Let's see. 1-800-947-39.
Coyotes, what are they doing here? 79.
It's kind of a long name.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's continue the gibberish ones. Kelly.
Yes.
How many rich people who lost everything in the Great Depression can you name?
Four.
Hollings.
Wait, say that again.
Rich people who lost everything during the Great Depression.
Oh, five.
Tommy.
Seven.
Maitland.
Oh.
Eight.
David.
Nah, I'm out, man. Okay. I got maybe six.
Okay. Steve.
No, I'm done.
Okay. Kelly.
What's that? What's the number?
Maitland, what did you say? Eight. Ten? Eight. All right. Mm-hmm. Eight. To
the
you. Now you have to say
would
ten.
Be nine.
Nine?
I don't know nine. I'm out.
You don't know nine? Say ten.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Hot wings. Say ten.
I can't get nine, but I could get ten.
Yeah, probably. What are we up to? Ten?
Still eight.
Oh, nine.
Okay. Tommy.
Ten.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Steve, you were out.
What's the topic again?
Are you in or out?
I'm out, but okay. I already forget the topic.
The topic is names of famous people and that were rich that lost everything during the Great Depression.
Oh, I'm out.
Okay, Tommy, was it 11?
I think it was 10.
It sounded like 11
sure
to me.
Oh, okay.
11 famous rich people that lost everything during the Great Depression. Just checking in on you. When was the Great Depression?
The 1930s.
Okay. Just making sure you've had the right. I was hoping for century, and you got the decade, so nice job. Yeah. All right, on your mark, get set, begin.
FDR, got something wrong there.
I think he lost the ability to move his legs, yeah, but not his fortune.
Is that polio?
Something wrong.
We had Tommy Turtle, Turd Cobain.
Okay.
George Washington.
You're at four. George Washington lost everything in the... Okay.
Not the one you were thinking of, though.
Okay, yeah.
Definitely... Buddha.
Buddha?
And Buddha.
What an eclectic mix of people who bet it all on the market.
George Washington and here I thought you'd just make people up.
Yeah. I was going to say, we were looking for Squirt McGillicuddy.
Yeah. Reginald Thundertip.
Otto Grimsby. Yeah.
Fandy Dandy.
Yeah.
And Dandy Fandy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not related.
Haggerty McMillan.
Well, David, thank you for listening. Thanks for playing. I would love to know if his six matched with, I wonder if he had like Buddha and
George Washington.
Yeah. FDR. He made some mistakes that decade.
Yeah.
Well, that was a fine round of that game.
Yeah, I think so.